Soros-backed Loudoun County attorney issues list of crimes she won't prosecute. By Brecken Eftis on January 13, 2023. Soros-backed Loudoun County, Virginia, Commonwealth's attorney Buddha Bibaraj issued a list of crimes her office will no longer be involved in prosecuting. Misdemeanor charges including hit and run with property damage, eluding police, reckless driving under 90 miles per hour, and trespassing will not be handled by Bibaraj's office, according to a letter sent to judges obtained by ABC 7 News. According to Bibaraj, her office seeks to focus resources on prosecuting violent crimes. They will be prosecuted, there will be accountability, that doesn't change, she said at a press conference. We're offering transparency on what we're going to do and how we're going to our resources, the letter says. As you may know, with the increase in the trials in circuit court and the introduction of body-worn camera and related recordings in each case, the OC is inundated and left with insufficient time to prosecute every infraction and the level offense that is charged. To better serve our community and to ensure that we are providing safety and justice, we need to reallocate our resources towards the more egregious cases that are being charged by law enforcement and threaten the safety of our community. Bibaraj has been criticized in the past for not prosecuting crimes, and her entire office was removed and disqualified from prosecuting a case for deliberately misleading the court and the public in an attempt to sell a plea deal. The Loudoun prosecutor's office has also been at odds with Virginia Attorney General Jason Meares, R., with Meares accusing Bibaraj of having a criminal first, victim last mentality to her job. Bibaraj also allowed the release of a male student wearing a dress who raped a female student in a Loudoun County public school. The office simply put the male student in another school, where he violently sexually assaulted another student. Since then, school district officials involved have been indicted by a grand jury that continues to investigate. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.